The Business on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by AIB. We see Brave and we're backing it through Brexit.
Now, I'm sure some of you have plans in place for purchases on Black Friday next, but if you're an employee, beware. Your managers might just be monitoring your every move. We're joined by Julie Galbraith, partner and employment law expert at Evershed Sutherland. Julie, is Big Boss Brother really watching us?
Hi, Anya. I suppose the short answer is yes, they are. And many of the companies that we work with in this area would be in, say, customer services or banking or insurance, where the productivity of the employees is particularly important. And, you know, over the last few years, we've had a big upsurge in queries around the time of Black Friday and Cyber Monday around employers asking, what extent can we check what employees are actually doing on these days? Because they notice themselves a drop in productivity in those particular days. Now, I think, as you and I would both know, it's probably becoming more of a week of discounts and events. So the pressure isn't so much on Black Friday as it would have been maybe a few years ago. But certainly there's a major upsurge in requests to what we call shoulder surf, which is where managers will often ask, can they physically walk around behind employees, have a look over their shoulders, see what they're looking at? Are they actively looking at customers and helping them with their queries and responses? Or are they looking up the latest makeup deals or tech deals that are out there online? So it's certainly becoming more and more of an issue.
And if more employees are working from home in these surreal times, what's the alternative then to the shoulder surfing? And is any of this even fair? It seems awfully petty.
It does. It seems a bit like Scrooge coming in when employees worked so hard this year and are just trying to get their best deals over a cyber week. I do think from an employer's perspective, where you are required to have a really strong quarter four, and that's entirely based on your employees, there is some legitimacy in how you go about making sure your productivity levels are still high. A lot of people that we work with or that I'd hear about generally have all sorts of measures in place, like in customer services. A lot of employees have codes that mean they must be available for calls or answering emails. They generally would have to put a code in when they go to the bathroom. They may have to put a code in for lunchtime, excuse me, and their computer would know if they're not actively working or servicing queries. It's the same in banks and in insurance companies. For instance, they would monitor keystrokes, they would monitor mouse movements, even law firms and professional services firms. When people come back to their desks and they've been away for a while, their computer might pop up. You've been away from your desk for 47 minutes. Would you like to record this time? And I may have been on my lunch. But yes, a lot of these things are being monitored. From an employer's perspective, if you want to do any of the monitoring and productivity checks, it's entirely fine so long as what you're doing is proportionate and so long as the employee knows what you're doing. So the employee must always know that they're being monitored, that they're being reviewed, that it's proportionate. It most often happens when employees use company equipment. So it's company IT equipment rather than their own laptop or their own phone. And yes, it does sound a bit like Scrooge and ruining the Christmas spirit. But equally, based on your last report, if you or I went into a toy shop to buy presents for our children at Christmas and the sales assistant said, oh, could you just wait there for 1 minute while I check my phone? I just really want to get a Black Friday deal. We wouldn't find that acceptable. So in the same way, it would be funny for a CS or a customer service agent to have spent several times out of their day on their phone just because they're not physically customer facing.
Okay, employees, you have been warned. Thank you so much for joining us. That was Julie Galbraith, partner and employment law expert at Evershed Sutherland.